Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and we have another great show for you today with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. He's going to be talking today about a topic that is an evergreen. It is always relevant because there is always room for improvement with your real estate investing, and he is going to discuss ways you can improve your real estate investing, innovative ways, practical ways, and necessary ways. So with that having been said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So let's go through these steps that you recommend about improving your real estate investing.
It all starts with a realization or a state of mind, Lewis. And I base this on my own experience. I have been investing in real estate for over 10 years here in Dallas, and I started as a part-time investor, like many of our listeners and readers, and I'm now a full-time investor. So I draw back on my experience and realizations and things I've learned over time through the school of hard knocks, perhaps. And with real estate investing, what I have seen is that, you know, we all live in a world that we have a responsibility to improve, whether it's improving ourselves or improving the lives of others or improving the conditions around us. And what I've learned as a real estate investor, and one of the things that I truly like about real estate investing, and one of the things that I was pleasantly surprised about real estate investing, is that as a real estate investor, I have the opportunity to not only improve myself and my own lifestyle, but to improve so many other things in so many other ways. And, you know, obviously, the core motivation of many investors, there's nothing wrong with this motivation, is to enter into real estate in order to supplement a lifestyle with some supplemental income, or perhaps to create a lifestyle with full-time real estate investing and create their sole income. So, you know, in turn, you improve your own personal life. What I've found, though, in addition to that, which is the obvious, and it is probably the core motivation of most investors, is I've realized that you've got an opportunity, too, to really make a difference as an investor, i.e., improving someone else's life, unrelated to your own. You also have an opportunity to make an impact, i.e., improving the community that you live and work and invest in. And I've also realized that you have an opportunity, obviously, to make a business, which, you know, it improves commerce in your local community, you know, the buying and selling and trading of goods and services and materials. So there's so much more to just making a living and improving your own life, is my point. And what I've realized is that real estate investing is truly a business based on improvement. And that realization is that nobody benefits, nobody profits until an improvement is made somewhere in the course of a real estate investing transaction. And that realization for me changed my complete perspective on my real estate investing business, and it changed my perspective in a positive way, and it's helped me to be more successful as a real estate investor. And so I encourage others to realize this also, that nobody benefits, nobody profits until an improvement is made. And, you know, those improvements come in a lot of different forms, improvements in the life of the seller, when you solve their distressed situation, improvements in the life of a buyer, whether they're an owner-occupant who purchases a home you've rehabbed, or whether they're an investor who purchases a home from you as is so that they can turn around and benefit from that investment, whether it's a tenant who agrees to rent one of your properties, or whether you're simply just improving the condition of a property, of an asset, of a piece of real estate, or perhaps you're just improving the circumstances that surround that property. Perhaps you're buying it and you're cleaning up the title of something that's been a nuisance, a hindrance on the part of the seller's life. And you're able to then improve that property after you acquire it and bring new life into that asset, whether it becomes a rental for you or a home that you fix and flip, whatever it may be. So my point is, there's all sorts of different ways to improve as a result of being a real estate investor and make improvements in so many different ways and impact so many different people or communities or different aspects of your life or someone else's life. And that's why I say it's a business based on improvement, and nobody benefits, nobody profits until an improvement is made. Let's dive deep into a couple of these just to drive home the point. Let's first talk about how, as a real estate investor, you have the opportunity to improve lives, as I mentioned earlier, or make a difference. Think about it. You're going in and you're typically dealing direct with sellers, as we've talked about in the past, who have some form of distress. It may be a financial distress. It may be a health distress. It may be a personal distress, like a divorce or some other traumatic situation. Or it may simply be a distressed house, meaning it needs significant repairs that current owner is not willing or able or wants to do. You're in a position as a real estate investor to improve the life of that seller by figuring out a solution on how to purchase that property, remove that burden from their lives, and create an opportunity in your life and in your business. You've also got an opportunity to improve the lives of buyers. Once you do acquire that property, and if you choose to fix it and rehab it, well, you're creating a great opportunity for an owner-occupant to purchase a turnkey, move-in ready home, which so many individuals are seeking today. The concept of moving into a house that's ready to live in, it doesn't need paint, carpet, or any repairs because you've done them all, that's very enticing to many buyers. And so you can improve an opportunity for an owner-occupant with that house when you go to sell it, or perhaps you choose to sell it to an investor and you're equally improving the opportunity for that investor. You're satisfying their objective of purchasing an investment property that they can then bring into their business and fix it, sell it, or rent it, or do whatever they choose based on their business model. And then finally, you've got an opportunity to improve the lives of a tenant. Let's say you buy that property with the intent of putting it in your rental portfolio. Well, there's many tenants out there that are thrilled to come across good quality landlords and real estate investors who have good quality, safe, clean housing at affordable prices. And when you offer all of those things to a tenant, you make a significant impact in their lives. And I can speak from experience, and we have many tenants who have been with us many, many years, and it's an obvious indication that we're doing the right things and they're happy with their housing that we're providing them, and we've made an impact and an improvement in their lives as a result of that. Let's talk a little bit about improving communities, which I mentioned earlier as making an impact, a broader impact. When you go in and purchase a property as an investor, and this is something I've experienced multiple times, so often the neighbors are thrilled to see you coming as a real estate investor. And I've met many neighbors in the front yards as they exhaled a sigh of relief to know that I'm an investor, I've purchased the property, and I have a sole objective of improving that property and getting the next family in there. But quite often, distressed properties are eyesores and they're nuisances for those who own the properties around them. They've fallen into neglect for sometimes very legitimate reasons, but nonetheless, they are a nuisance for the neighbors around them who own their properties or taking care of their properties, or even tenants who rent properties but have pride in their neighborhood and their homes. An investor has an opportunity to improve the property and improve the community in that way. Also, you can improve the community and make an impact, like I said earlier, by providing for tenants. A lot of times, apartment complexes can be very strict on their application rules, or they can be very strict on their governance. Maybe they don't allow pets, or maybe they're have really high credit expectations of their tenants. Quite often, independent landlords like ourselves, you know, we can be a little more forgiving in some of those things. And we can offer housing that's affordable. And we can offer housing with yards. And we can offer houses versus apartments to tenants who are seeking those things. And maybe their credit's not perfect. Or maybe they have that dog that the apartments won't accept. Or maybe they have kids that an apartment just isn't right for because these kids need a place to play and run. Well, you're providing an impact on the community and you're providing a home solution for those type tenants. And then finally, when it comes to improving communities, you know, you're impacting buyers and you're improving the situation for buyers with your homes that you've fixed and rehabbed and are ready for owner occupants to buy, or your homes, as we've mentioned earlier, that maybe you don't fix and rehab, but you sell to the next investor who will. So you're providing a broader impact, a positive impact, an improvement to the community. And then finally, I mentioned earlier, you've got an opportunity to improve commerce or make a business, which is a core objective of many real estate investors. And when you create a business through your real estate investing, and you treat it like a business, and you run it like a business, you're engaging vendors, you know, professional tradesmen who are selling you products and services, whether it's plumbers or electricians or people who lay tile or roofers or landscapers. You're creating commerce, you're creating jobs, and you're creating income for other individuals, and you're creating and improving commerce in your community when you engage them and hire them and partner with them to improve your real estate investment properties. You know, you're also, perhaps you're engaging lenders. You're doing business with the local banks. And you know, you're getting loans, purchase properties. You're getting loans to improve properties. And that's just another example of how you're creating commerce and activity and improving the overall economy, even though it may be in a very small way in your local community. And then finally, under that umbrella of improving commerce, making a business, you're serving a market, you're serving a customer, you're satisfying a need. And at the risk of being repetitive, as we mentioned earlier, you're providing good quality housing, turnkey housing for owner occupants, perhaps, if you're a fix and flip or a fix and rehab investor. You're serving a market if you're catering to those tenants who are looking for housing that we mentioned earlier, and their housing needs aren't satisfied by the large corporate-owned apartment complexes that may have very high application standards, or that may not offer yards, or may not offer garages, or may not allow pets. There, you offer a unique and high-demand housing solution for those individuals where the traditional solution of housing, rental housing at an apartment, is just not acceptable, or it just doesn't work, or it's just not desirable for that particular tenant. So you're serving a market and you're satisfying a need and you're providing a solution. And in all of these ways, you're improving commerce and you're making a business. And so, you know, that's what I've learned as a real estate investor, and I hope you, if you haven't already, experience or learn or see the same, that not only are you able to make a living, but you're able to make a difference, specifically in someone else's life. You're able to make an impact, specifically in the broader community, and you're able to make a business and engage in commerce and improve commerce in your local community or area. You know, investing is often thought of as a very self-serving purpose, but if you peel it back, the true purpose, ironically, is not self-serving. The purpose is to serve, and the secret of success is your ability to serve others. When you serve, you improve, you make a difference, you make an impact, and you make a business, all that while making a living.
All very good points, Kevin, and as always, very practical points that guide the real estate investor towards success and the ability to sustain that success. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Lewis.